Are you ready for a change? Be it physical, mental, or emotional change, you've already got what it takes to make that happen. Your host for the upcoming program, the Mac Newton Power Hour, has trained in martial arts over the course of several decades. Time and time again, his training methods have saved or extended the careers of dozens of NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball stars. Mac Newton has authored two highly acclaimed books, A Path to Power and The D Factor. The Mac Newton Power Hour starts now. Here's Mac.
I've got the power!
Let's do a live radio broadcast. I don't have to give you any numbers, dates, where he was born. And if I do, stop listening. Turn your radio off. Turn off your computer. You don't need to hear this. You better know who Stevie Wonder is. Get your Google machine out. Stevie Wonder. Okay. Hey, gang, we got a great show on tap for you today. A very special show. I'll tell you about it in just a moment. But the originator of the Hey Gang is going to be right here. Yes, I'm talking about JC, my man, my co-host forever. From the Power Hour, give your welcome, John Cannon. Welcome to the show, my man.
How you doing, Mac Jack?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on the show. And for us to do a real blast from the past, real time, live, talking about a favorite topic for the both of us, quantum change. Thank you.
That was just what popped in my head when you asked me for a favorite show.
Well, you know what? It's my favorite too. And as soon as you said it, I thought, of course, that's exactly what my favorite show is. It's one of our favorite shows, one that during the breaks we couldn't stop talking about it. We use half of our ammunition between the segments. For those of you who don't know, John Cannon and Bob Adlock came up with the idea of putting the three of us together with the Power Hour back around 1999, and we actually got it on the air at the end of 2000. Oh, end of 99. I think we did it for the entire year of 2000, right, JC?
I think that was it. It was almost the exact calendar year.
Yeah, of one full year of the Power Hour, and what an experience it was for everyone involved. For Bob, for me, for you, for everyone, the camera people, the sound people on the show. Every time I go down to the Suns game, you know, guys will wave at me and I'll look over there and it'll be a technician from the show. 10 years.
Yeah, those guys don't leave those jobs, do they?
No, they don't, and they remember the ones that really matter. Hey gang, our show today, of course, our very special guest host is JC. Of course, sitting in her normal seat, the fabulous Natasha in the house. Yes, looking fabulous as always. You know? And, of course, the magic man behind the glass again today, making everything happen. That would be Zach Geis. Sometimes we call him the Snuggie Bear because he is the only owner of, I mean, at least the only male that I know. I mean, JC, do you have a Snuggie?
No.
No. I mean, especially a striped, you know, like a, you know, black and white striped zebra Snuggie. I don't know. And he just brought it up and just threw it out there like it was nothing. I mean,
you're missing out.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you don't need it now. Hey, gang, welcome to summertime. The temperature, 90 degrees out today and sunny all week. What is it up in San Fran, JC?
Back, Dad, I miss you. I miss that.
Yes, you do. What's the temperature?
We're having some nice spring rains and stuff here. It's in the mid-50s and rains about every other day. It's tough to get softball in for the girls, but yeah. I'd rather not start the 90-degree stuff just yet.
You know, but it's the same pretty much all year there. What, mid-60s, 70s all year round there, JC? Is that the story?
Yeah, up in San Francisco, although it's changed, Mac. Like, it's changed everywhere. You know, I grew up in San Francisco and in the western part, the fog belt, mm-hmm. and where it really was the same all year long. But now it's warmer in San Francisco in general than it ever was when I was growing up. And I live about 20 miles south in San Mateo, and we don't have air conditioning in the house. And there's 30, 40 nights a year where it's uncomfortable sleeping.
Well, you know, the world is changing all around. Our winters, without question, I mean, the median temperature hasn't changed, but we've got last three winters, we've had several 2 or 3 day periods where we've had a hard freeze right here in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a hard freeze down in the 20s where I lost trees that have been in my backyard for a decade or longer. I mean, froze all the way through and died. So you're right. Things are changing.
Yeah.
Things are changing all over the place. Hey, gang, it is now 7 minutes past the hour. Beautiful day in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. My very special guest host today is John Cannon. Let's go back to the Deuce, JC, just for a second. That's where you worked when we first met. Who brought me to your attention?
Man, that's a really good question. I haven't thought about it in a long time. I wonder, Bill Strauss comes to mind.
Yeah, possibly. I think that was the show. Yeah, it may have been. Mm-hmm.
Grant Woods.
Yeah.
Possibility.
Mm-hmm. Attorney General.
I don't really know. I guess I heard your name a lot just being, you know, down there and somebody hooked us up, and I remember the first time we talked. I was sitting in my house down there in Scottsdale. I had a copy of your book in my hand, and you were on Bill's show on whatever station that was. I forget what it was called.
KXAM.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he and you were talking about your age, which at the time I think was in your low 50s,
somewhere like that.
And I was looking at the book, and I'm thinking, well, who did he get to take the picture and put it on the cover of the book? Because this guy doesn't look like he's in his low 50s. And shortly after we started talking, and then you know, a couple weeks later, you were on my show, and it was the best radio I ever did once a week for an hour. That was not really an hour. We always, you know, I think we got gypped all those years, Matt, because it was never a real hour.
It was
about 28 minutes.
It was. We would always, at the end of the show, we'd look up there at the clock and wonder who came in here and messed this thing up. I mean, we could never get out of there on time. You know, Zach, who's working with me now as the engineer, I met Zach at KFNX. And I thought, you know what, of all the engineers, I got to get the one that worked with me the best, you know. And
I remember I did a show with you over there. I think one time I was visiting down there,
yes.
Probably 05 or so. I remember doing a show with you over there, and I remember doing a show with you the day after 9/11.
I was
sitting in my car in a parking garage in San Francisco. I had just started a new job. Calling from a radio station that I did not know was going to fire me 3 weeks after 9/11, which was fun. And I was sitting in the car. Maybe they fired me because I went and sat in my car and talked to you for an hour instead of still in spots. I don't know. But you couldn't sell much the day after 9/11.
No, you couldn't.
And so I figured we had a long talk about what that meant and what was happening. And here we are, you know, almost 10 years later. And the world is coming apart at the seams, man.
Well, actually, JC, it really isn't. What the world is being challenged, and that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm so glad. See, this is why we mesh so well. JC had the ability to make statements that almost would read my mind, and we did it from the very first show. JC, do you recall the very first show? It was amazing. And like I mentioned on last week's show, that whole deal with the Oliver Miller thing, remember that? Remember when that happened?
Yeah.
that was like a challenge of our, you know, our personal integrity. You know, how did we see things? I mean, were we going to go with the flow of what people felt? Are we really going to express our opinions, whether it was the commonly accepted thought or not? And from where I sat, a man was suffering. A man was dealing with a lifelong problem that might at some point, if he got some help, define his whole life. And here he was being humiliated in front of so many hundreds and maybe thousands of people. I thought it was a travesty. And the sons to condone that, I thought was more than sophomoric. I thought it was terrible.
Cruel. It was cruel.
It was.
And especially the fact that it was a place he had played.
Yes.
A place where he believed he had support. Friends and fans.
Yes. It was terrible.
And for him to come in there, and you know, there are so many people listening at this point, Mac, who don't even know who Oliver Miller is.
It doesn't really matter. All we know is that there was a man who was suffering with his weight, and it was so obvious that it affected everything in his life. His performance, his relationships, even the things he said during an interview, the way he stood, the way he tried to protect his heart, and for them to make fun of him like that. And as we brought it up on the show, you know, I didn't know how it would be interpreted, how my comments would be accepted, but I was proud of the fact, and I was really proud of you, when you stood up and said, you know what, I was one of the people who laughed. You stood up and you accepted it, and you said, that was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. I was really proud of you for that.
Well, I appreciate it, Mac. You really helped me see things and grow. And I want to ramble here for a couple of minutes.
Sure.
Because I made a comment that the world is coming apart at the seams, and it really, you know, does seem that way. And to me, when the Republican Party is only the fifth scariest thing on the news, that's really bad. You know, because usually that's the scariest thing for me on the news, is whatever the Republican Party is up to. And I'm not even worried about them right now. There's so much else going on. And so we've got that on one side of things. I work in the mortgage business, which has had going on 4 years of incredible pain and adjustment. And on April 1st, there's another law that they've passed to try to beat us down into submission, and so everything's going to change again. So my career is in complete uncertainty at this point. My wife has a job which we have always felt was, you know, thank God she's got a steady job. She teaches at State University here in San Francisco. Well, guess what? the state ain't what it used to be, and so her career and job is in flux. I have parents who, while they're not that old, my mom lives the anti-Mac Newton lifestyle and basically crawled into a lazy boy once I moved out of the house 25 or 35 years ago and didn't do anything, didn't eat anything, didn't, you know, just kind of quit. And she's at 75, her body's breaking down. So I've got that happening in one corner of my life. I have these wonderful, marvelous 7-year-old twins who we'll talk about later that are just the best thing that ever happened to me. And so I'm in the middle of all of this. And a week from yesterday, I turned 50. I'm 6 days away from my 50th birthday. And out of the clear blue sky, I get an email from Mac Newton asking me about the Power Hour. And I got to tell you, Mac, it was like somebody just dropped a little piece of gold into my hands. It was just wonderful to have that connection at this time when I really needed it. And I wanted to, before we ran out of time, which we always do, I wanted to make sure that I got that in. Your timing on the reach out to me just could not have been better.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. But our timing has always been perfect. You know,
As.
I want to tell you something about you know, all the things that you were mentioning. And you know what? You're right about all those things. You know, you're right about politics because it's always a mess. You can always count on politicians to only do things that result in them getting reelected. You can always count on that. You can always tell about how a politician is going to vote by watching or looking at what's important to their constituency. In terms of money, money is always going to be in flux in terms of our attitudes toward it. We, as well as our parents, are going to age. And if they haven't prepared for getting older, it's going to be a problem. John, you've heard me say before, growing older is not for sissies. You're right. When we first met, I was already over 50. But I was ready to become. I mean, I've been preparing to get 50 since I was 20. By working out every day and preparing my mind for the possible onslaught of things that I didn't, these unintended consequences of the stuff I did or didn't do. So we've got to see that. People think in terms of retirement or going older in terms of doing it financially. That's the least of our concerns. As we get older, our real concerns are matters of the heart, and we got to have your legs and your brain. If you can't move around when you're 70 and 80, you're in trouble. If you can't think and remember where you parked your car and stay positive and stay optimistic about being happy in what are supposed to be the real golden or platinum years of your life, it's just a waste of time, and it makes a sham of the younger years. I don't think the world is coming apart. It's just really telling us very clearly some of the things we need to do to prepare for them in the years ahead. And then you add on top of that, earthquakes. And you know what really blows me, and I really wanted to throw this at you because I knew you were going to have a comeback for it. When I listen to certain people on the radio who will say that these earthquakes are a message from God, a message from God to tell you that certain people have not been behaving properly. They've not been thinking properly, or they've been doing the wrong things. I want to tell you something. This is a planet that has been moving and active for years. How do you think the Grand Canyon got there? What type of action do you think it took to create that little bump in the earth? What do you think it took to create Angel Falls in South America? You know what I'm saying, JC?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a message from God, but the message is, hey, look out, because this stuff happens.
All the time. All the time, and you better be ready for it.
I am in charge.
Yes.
You know, and whether you believe in God or whether it's just nature.
Nature.
Nature is in charge.
It's going to happen.
And that's the message that humans have been really slow to get, because how many thousands of years have we been here?
Well, I tell you what, not nearly
able to master that one.
Not nearly as long as a planet. The planet's been here over 5 billion years, so, and we haven't been here that long, but it's been through all these changes before. We know it's been through at least 4 or 5 ice ages, and you know what? There's more coming. And it, so we've got to understand.
I was thinking the other day about this, the nuclear, you know, disaster that we have looming in Japan, which the industry is really trying to make us think that it's not as bad as Chernobyl, it's not as bad as this, but nobody knows yet
how
bad it is.
Right.
I don't know why they're in such a hurry. But you have that going on. You had a massive coal explosion that killed 20-something people in West Virginia. You had the BP oil spill. Mac, this is in 12 months. This is a calendar, not a calendar year, but a less than 1 year's time, you've had massive problems with 3 forms of energy, and the message is you've got to find another way to do it.
People,
none of these are safe, are, you know, that as we have developed a lifestyle that is so dependent upon electricity. As I sit here and I talk to you on a cellular phone that I have to keep, you know, charging all the time, and I'm in on the whole thing, but we have got to find another way to do it. But until there's a profit motive in that new solution, it's not going to be available.
Well, there's two. There are two things. One is the profit motive, and the other is there won't be any more of it. so we'll be. And you know what? The reality is there are many ways that we can, at this point in time, and we know of them, more efficient ways of propelling automobiles, of powering vehicles, and doing the things that we need to do on an ongoing basis, including providing food for the masses. You know what? I see that the world, just like the earthquake and the planet, is in a state of change. And change to me represents these crises. If we think back to the power hour, JC, how many times I've said that crisis is nothing more than change trying to happen. It is now exactly 20 minutes past the hour, gang. No matter where you are, I hope your day is as beautiful as this. It's 90 degrees outside. Zach, when you came in, what did it look like and feel like to you, my man?
Well, I was going to say that Mac definitely is prepared for the next ice age. That's why he lives in Arizona.
You know that, right? Here. You know that, right? Because it will be a whole different deal at the Mexican border. It will be a whole different deal. So, and this is the Power Hour, gang. I'm Mac Newton. Our special, very special guest is JC. Yeah, the same one that we thank every single show, who I say is my co-host forever, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. That JC stands for John Cannon, the Loose Cannon. We met being loose on the deuce. Sitting here with the fabulous Natasha, and she listens in and says, wow, what is this craziness going on? Yeah, we did it every single week. It was crazy. One of the things, JC, in the bottom half of the hour, we're going to start talking a lot about, specifically about quantum mechanics and how it happens. But in terms of some of the things that John and I have been talking about since the top of the show, and we look at some of the craziness that comes from some of our elected politicians. As we look at the uneasiness in our, not just the mortgage business, but our economic stability in general. As we look about and we see the uncertainty in jobs that may have been very stable for us and very predictable, we look around and all of a sudden our parents are aging, and in fact, we just turned 55 or so. It looks like the planet is even shaking under our feet. We don't know what happens. And then we look at our kids and we look at the wonder that they brought into our lives. And sometimes even wonder again, what will their future be? What will it be? What world are we bringing them into? Well, I'm going to tell you something. I am not one of the ones that are thinking that they are not coming into a great opportunity. I think the world is full of more opportunities today than ever before. We are being told that we have to prepare things differently, without question. You know what? This is what you need. It's like I anticipated you saying, and I prepared this for you, JC. As we look toward the next 10 years and 20 years, as we look at our changing economic position, the changing weather, and this is not new. This has always been the case. You need, I need, Zach, Natasha, and all those listening around the world need to keep your mind positive. You need to refuse to criticize. You need to refuse to complain about. And you certainly need to refuse to condemn other people for any time, anything. Every time you criticize someone else, every time you complain about something you don't like, or you condemn someone else for something that they have done or they haven't done, inside of yourself, you trigger feelings of negativity and anger that comes from inside. And you're the one who suffers. Your negativity doesn't affect the other person or the other situation at all, but it does affect your judgment. It affects how you see and interpret what's going on to you. It depends on how we interpret these very things. Being angry with someone is allowing those person to control your emotions, and often the entire quality of your life, and sometimes from a long distance. I think that's just silly. To me, positive emotions of happiness, excitement, enthusiasm, love. I don't know about you, but it makes me feel more powerful. It makes me feel more confident. It makes me want to do the things that I can control about my world. I want it to have an impact in the world. And you know what we did, JC, 12, 13, 14 years ago? I went on the radio, and I look at emails from all around the world at this point, where people are changed by the things I say, by the attitude I choose to have, rather than me becoming negative and pessimistic by reminding people of their power and the stances they should take in the face of this, rather than giving into it. Because that's never been Mac Daddy style, is giving in to anything. My question is, what do I do about this? What can I do about it to make it come out the way I want to be? That's the stance you and I have taken on these subjects. And everything you mentioned to me, valid, without question. Appropriate, no doubt. But how are we going to
justified anger?
I'm sorry?
Justified anger.
Justified, or in your opinion,
free,
justified.
Negative emotions.
Yes. And that, those negative emotions of anger, hurt, blame, all it does is weaken you. It weakens you. It makes you less able to make those sound, strong, committed decisions that where your the commitment of your thought comes to life in them, and it makes you hostile, it makes you irritable, and it just makes you unpleasant to be around for everyone who's around you, and certainly you're not going to make the proper decisions. Now, you know,
and Mac, yo, that's always been important. But this is really the first time that you and I have had a conversation like this since I've been a father.
Yes, it is.
And I think about all the things that were important when it was just me, or when it was me and Grace. But now, it's crucial. One of the things I'm learning is that, you know, we think, okay, now I'm going to teach my kid something. Kid, sit down, I'm going to teach you something. And you try to tell them a certain thing. But what you don't realize is that they're watching everything. They don't turn on and off when you say, okay, listen to this. And so they're learning, and they scare us sometimes when we see a behavior in them that we recognize,
mm-hmm.
that we don't like about ourselves.
Exactly. You see them, you see yourselves coming out of their mouth.
Yeah.
You hear your voice coming out of their mouth. You see your behavior coming from them, and you think, oh, no, they're learning it from me. So even much more important to understand that, you know, I mean, once we decide to accept complete, full responsibility for ourselves, our situations, and everything that happens to you, now, and only then, can you with confidence turn then toward the affairs of your life, like your kids and your real calling and work, and become what I've said for years, the true master of your fate and the captain of your soul. Hey, gang, we are pleasured to have with us today John Cannon. All right, my co-host for life. We're listening to my musical guest host. Right at the after we come back from the break, we are going to give our shout-outs because we got a couple new ones on there. We didn't do it because, hey, JC is in the house, and I don't have to explain that or make excuses for it. After all, it's my show. I can do what I want. JC, welcome to the Power Hour.
Stevie Wonder's going to complain because no. He hasn't gotten very much airtime in this show.
So you know what? We will probably bring Stevie back next year. We can do that because it's my show. JC, you stay right there. Can you hang on?
I'm here.
All right, buddy. Hey, gang, you guys stay right where you are. I'm Mac Newton. The fabulous Natasha is sitting right there looking beautiful. Zach Geis is making all the magic happen. This is the Power Hour. We will be right back.
There's a tour of many places that you've always wanted to go. Yeah. And to me, that just sounds best because it means happiness.
Hi everyone, this is Zach Geist, also known as the Magic Man. The Power Hour is brought to you by Newton Fitness Online, the same high conditioning and training that Mac Newton provides in his beautiful Central Phoenix, Arizona location is now available to you online, 24 hours a day. It couldn't be easier. Just log on to MacNewton.com and go to Mac's gym. Yep, his gym is online now. Just go and select your fitness level and go to class. Okay, don't put it off. Go to MacNewton.com now, check it out, and get in the best shape of your life.
Hey gang, welcome back. I'm Mac Newton. This is the Power Hour. We do it every Thursday at 5 all around the world. We broadcast from live right here in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. As I look out the window right now, I see blue skies from wall to wall. 90 degrees, and I guess it will be that way all week. Let me just confirm that by getting the... JC says it's going to be that way until October. But officially, they keep the newscast or the forecast down to a week. And let me just get the official one. This is for the people who are in, you know, we got listeners in Barcelona, Spain, and in Italy, and all around the world. And let's see, it says it's going to be, tomorrow, 85, Saturday, 84, down into the high 70s by Sunday. Maybe a chance of showers, which probably won't happen on Monday and Tuesday, in the 70s. Oh, gosh. I guess we'll have to put up with that. All right. I just love to rub in our weather to everyone around the world. Of course, you can't do that to people who are living in Costa Rica because their weather is probably better. Welcome back, gang. And our musical guest host, which we will probably have back on next week, the fabulous Stevie Wonder. I've got so much to share with you guys on Stevie, so many personal experiences, because I've had the opportunity to meet him personally one time. And he's a very, very cool guy. And, you know, what's so cool about him, JC, is that if he sings a song, even a cappella, his voice sounds just like this. I mean, it sounds just like this. It doesn't sound any different, no matter what.
Right.
It's so cool.
He's one of those guys that you can, someone can play a half a second of a song.
Yeah.
And you can know that it's him. And even if he's just playing the piano. And, Songs Are the Key of Life, Mac. I don't know which Stevie Wonder album it was for you, but I was right in the zone when Songs Are the Key of Life came out. I remember wearing that thing out.
Zach and I were talking about that before the show started.
I was a little younger when Inner Visions came out, but boy, Songs of the Key of Life, that was the soundtrack.
That was the one for you. I started to get out a little Tower of Power for you, but I started to do that, but I didn't want to distract you too much.
Yeah,
Tower of Power, that's probably JC's favorite of all time.
Good idea. I'm actually playing again a little bit.
Are you really? Saxophonist. He's a saxophonist.
Grace thought she'd try again about 10 years ago. She rented a saxophone for me, and I played it a little bit, but not that much, and just didn't have time, but she did it again this last Christmas, and I'm playing it, and the girls are digging it, and we've got a lot of jazz in the house, and Grace plays the piano, and so she's teaching them how to play the piano,
JC, you do know I play guitar now. You do know that, right?
Well, I know. You taught yourself how to play the guitar, which I think is extremely cool.
Well, I mean, I had a little help later on once I got myself started. I mean, I had a little bit of help, if you consider George Benson a little help. I mean,
sitting in a room with him would probably be a little help.
Exactly. It is.
Better.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, gang. It appears that once you get the two of us in the same room, even if on the phone, sparks are going to happen, and the best laid plans can go awry. We can have all sorts of things down, and our intention was to, of course, get all into quantum change, and we may even say the phrase later on, but it doesn't look like we're going to do the whole thing, but we're going to share some parts of it, and we've got John Cannon here that we're going to talk to and catch up. In fact, I got a question for you in just a minute, but I want to share this first, JC, as we come back to the show. It's now 35 minutes past the hour, gang. I think I mentioned this last week, but I want to say it again to you. It's important the world does not favor the greedy. The world does not favor the dishonest. The world does not favor the fearful. Especially over the long term. The world favors those of high values, high character, those who have elevated their thoughts above selfishness, above hatred, above viciousness, above arrogance. Yeah, it's all about thought. It's all about controlled thought. It's about love-based controlled thought. I mean, weakness, strength, suffering, happiness, all of this evolves from our inner world of thought. Control your thinking. Control your world. Control your thinking. Affect the behavior of all those around you. Control your thinking. Control your future. Above all, control your thinking. That has been since the very first day. I don't remember the very first show, but I do remember the first time I said to you, JC, on a show, it's all about controlling how you think. It's all about that. It has been and it always will be. People have to think before they act. Thinking has got to be automatic. They've got to think positively. When you force feed positive thoughts into your mind and you do it on a consistent basis, those thoughts now become your dominant thoughts. The things that happen to you automatically. The things that are going to come out of you automatically. The things that you do without thinking about it that are now controlled by your neurological system, that all of a sudden you don't have to even think about it. You've thought about it so much, it becomes a habit. So that's what the Power Hour is about. Understanding that all of my control starts with controlling how I think. JC, I said it to you once, I've said it to you 100 times. I've never met anyone whose mind for just the ability to store and almost instantly recall information sharper than yours. How many times have I said that to you?
A lot of times.
A bunch.
Because I didn't remember when you said it. I was like, oh, I forgot that you said that.
But you know what? And it's true. We have been on so many shows and I'll be struggling for a word. And then you'll not only come up with it, you'll come up with all the details and facts that I was trying to get while I was struggling with it.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun part of doing the show with you, especially early on when you were just full of all this stuff that you wanted to share with the world, or at least the tiny corner of it that was listening to my radio show at the time, and how I was able to kind of draw out of you what you wanted to say. And it really made me understand your concept so much better because I was having to actively try to think of where you were going. And this positive thinking thing is it's so simple, Mac, and it's been written and said, you know, so many times in so many ways, but it is the truth, and it is something that I have struggled with of late. It's something that I have, it's funny because just a couple of months ago, I had a talk with a colleague who was, going through a hard time, as a lot of us are. And she said, I've just decided I'm just going to, think more positively about everything. And I started to do that after that conversation with her. And, I got some immediate results from it. I did. I had some good things happen because I held a space in my head for a good thing to happen.
No, JC.
And even there were situations where I needed, when I get paid when I close a loan. I don't have any other way to get paid. And sometimes when I close a loan, I need that money right then.
Yes.
Or maybe even a week before. And there was a time when I was told, well, it's unlikely that you that we'll be able to process your check because of this, this, and this. And I thought, you know what, I'm still going to go to the title company and pick up the broker check. I'm going to take it down to my office to have it processed, and I'm going to bring it to the person who has to sign it, even though they told me she's not going to be there. And you know what? When I got there, she was there.
See, that's what positive thinking is. It changes reality. I've said it so many times. But imagine this, John, if we weren't using that positive thinking just to shore up an emergency, just to shore up something that was happening right now, but we do it all the time so that we actually have a surplus, a buildup of positive actions almost waiting for us to call upon them. And that's what positive thinking does. It's just not something that we bring in at a point where we need it today, but we build it constantly because it becomes our habit. And so that when we get into the concept of a quantum leap, then when I say things like a quantum leap is something you're prepared to make right now, you just haven't made it yet. You'll understand what that is, and you'll believe that it's something that could happen for you. What did you just say to me? You said, you know what? I got a positive result from that one instant. Well, gee whiz, let's do it again. You know, because that's the essence of the law of cause and effect. What is it? The law of cause and effect says you have an effect in your life. You like. Trace it back to the cause, do more of that. You have an effect. You have an effect in your life you don't like. Trace it back to the cause, don't do that anymore. And so when you have this effect you like, let's do more of that positive thinking. We know for a fact it works. We know it beyond a shadow of a doubt. And I learned a lot of it from you. You had to go to bat to get me on that show. You had to go and convince Bob to believe and buy into the possibility of a power hour working. You had to do that, and you had to have positive thinking to do it. But you know what, John? The world can wear all of us down. And there are people listening all around the world right now that are saying, yeah, Mac, it's worn me down over the last 2 weeks. It's worn me down. You know what, John? I went through 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, like the rest of the world. Over 90% of my business was tied into the real estate industry right here in Phoenix. Right here in Phoenix. I lost over half of my business over a 9-month period of time. And do you know what? Here today, I sit with a business bigger and more profitable and more optimistic than ever before because of my choice of thinking positively, staying optimistic, and looking for ways where I can grow in a quantum leap. And I'll say it, and I'll say it forever. It's not just for me, because I ain't that smart. I'm relentless, but I'm not that smart. I will keep going no matter what. You're smart. I know a lot of smart people. I like to hang around smart people so I can learn from them. And so I can apply my relentless nature to the things I learn. And that works.
Yeah.
So if we share, you take from me my relentless nature, my relentless approach to having to the PPP approach to life, being positive, making it personal, okay, all the time. Now, you take that, and I'm going to keep hanging around and learning more. We're both going to keep growing. We're both going to keep growing because I know being relentless, rather than being relentless on negative stuff as I was for so many years, I'm now relentless on positive stuff. Positive stuff. I don't know, JC. I have to say, when I sent you the email, I had sat in the back room and watched two or three of the Power Hour shows. And what leaped out at me was the symbiotic relationship we had, was the way we seemed to get ideas across so easily to people. And as I sat there, One other thing dawned on me. Why aren't these things working for me right now? That everything you've ever done, JC, Zach, Natasha, everyone who's listening to me, why isn't everything you've ever done working for you right now? All the good stuff that you've written or done, why isn't it working for you? Just like it's working for Stevie Wonder, whether it's Inner Visions, Fulfilling This First Finale, all of those songs are still paying Stevie Wonder a residual. Isn't that right, JC?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what we need to do is to make sure that everything we've ever done works for us. And so I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let people see this. I'm going to let people see the things that I'm talking about today. I didn't just start yesterday. I'm going to let people see how these ideas have evolved in my world. Everything I've done, I want it to work for me. And I've started in that direction. And man, I know for a fact, you've got a lot of stuff you've done. Let everything you've ever done work for you. Just like, you know what your wife is saying. Hey, you used to play that saxophone? Let's play it again. All the things we've done, let's let them work for us. And so I thought, I got to get in touch with JC. I got to get in touch with my man, not just in a thanks at the end of the show, but to introduce him to the people who are listening around the world. Let them hear his honesty and openness. Let them hear how, no matter what's going on, JC has never hesitated in letting whatever was on his mind sit right out there, good, bad, or indifferent. I love that about him. And what it brings out in me is uncanny. It is now exactly 10 minutes before the hour. And as
that
all...
happened.
I'm sorry.
How did that happen?
You tell Grace. I'm sure she has something to do with that. You know, so what we're going to do, gang. John, do you think that, I don't want to cause you in trouble on your job or with Grace or anything, but we'd love to have you as maybe a monthly guest on the show. Could we?
I'm here whenever you want to do this.
I would love to do where we could get into, because right now we're just so happy catching up.
Right.
You know, just catching up and feeling what's going on with you and the mortgage business. Well, see, JC wasn't always in the mortgage business, folks. JC was in the sports business. He was as you can tell by his voice, he's definitely got a radio voice. There's no doubt about it. And he reminds me, I can't think of the name of that guy. Who did I tell you reminded me of a lot on radio? Or it was on ESPN, I think it was.
Roy Firestone?
You reminded me of his personality, but a different voice. Roy Firestone was very, very smart, very quick. I mean, he had everything in his mind. But it was someone else that you reminded me of. It will come to me in a minute, possibly. But anyway, not only that, but as a sports talk show host with a huge following here in Phoenix, but his show was just not your typical give them the sports and your own twisted opinion of what it was. JC brought an intellectual approach to it. He was what that guy Cowherd, Colin Cowherd.
I mentioned that. I listened to that show, and I do think sometimes.
Yeah. See, you were Colin Cowherd before, only you were actually as smart as he thinks he is. Okay, see, that's a big difference. See, he thinks he's really smart, and that'll carry you a long way if he really believes it, and he does.
But he does go beneath the surface.
He does, and you did that.
First thought about a thing, he'll look at it, and he'll say, okay, let's dig deeper.
Yes.
Let's really look at motivations here, and let's really look at what will happen if this team does this or that player does this. And that's really what I love about sports. That's the thing I still love about sports. And I hardly follow sports now, Mac. I watch the bigger events and had a great time. Got to check in with Dusty Baker a month or so ago up in Sacramento. And
Dusty Baker, by the way, folks, is a former manager.
I know in the game, which is fewer and fewer as time goes on.
Well, let me tell you, people, who Dusty Baker is. He was a former manager of the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. I think he's still there with Cincinnati. And, of course, with San Francisco, San Francisco Giants.
Yes, and he was – I have to remember that you you have so many listeners around the world that these names are not on the tip of people's tongue.
That's exactly right. But he was awesome.
But I love the games themselves, be it basketball, football, baseball, yes, or even hockey. And I love teaching. I'm coaching. My girls are 7, and they're playing softball now, first time ever. And most of the kids they've played with have at least played a little bit. And so I'm trying to get them caught up and just teaching them some of these basics about baseball. I'm having a great time with that.
Now, let me get back.
I don't miss having to do a 4-hour show on it.
But you know what, JC? Whether it's 4 hours or 3 or 2, what you did was unique is what you said about Colin. You went beneath the story. You talked about the person. You talked about the psychology of it. And so sometimes I can remember when a story broke, you would sometimes call me on the phone and say, okay, Mac Dan, what's your take on this? What do you think about that? And I would immediately give you, and you say, I knew you were going to say, I knew that. And you'd be all excited. And you say, okay, we're going to talk about that on the show. And see, because, but it didn't have necessarily anything to do with the score. It had to do with something we could learn as individuals about sport. You were able to help further my opinion that sport matters. I've written a lot about it since then. Sport does matter. And it bothers me that you are not as involved in sport as you were before, because you have so much to offer. Your opinion does count, because you've always looked at it differently, and the world needs your slant on things. When you left, there was a void here. It's too bad. It's too bad that you couldn't, that we didn't find a way that amazing skill you had, and that amazing talent, and obviously the interest, didn't get fulfilled in a way where you could meet your financial expectations and responsibilities in that genre. It's almost criminal. I still feel that way about it after all this time, JC. Sorry to bring it up again, but I really still feel that way.
Well, I appreciate it, Mac, and I do feel that the way sports media and the way regular media has evolved. You know, evolves away from what I do. But the technology and the internet and what you're doing is an inspiration to me that there is a way to have an impact, to have a voice, and you don't need some guy who's a program director at a sports talk station, really, because he's not any good on the air, so they made him the program director, and he's the one that he has to decide if he likes what I do or not, or even gets what I do, which most people didn't. That I can be released from that and just go do my thing.
Do you think most people get me right off the bat, JC?
I think you're more gettable. Your concepts just make so much sense, Mac. That people don't need a lot of exposure to you, I don't believe, to really to get you. They may take a little while to really understand the whole view. Because you have so many elements. I try to describe you to people sometimes who have no idea who you are. I talk about, they may see I have a picture that we took the last show of you and I sitting at the desk at the Power Hour set, and Grace took it and got it really mounted and framed really nice with the board that I broke.
Yes.
And the half of the board that you autographed is in there. And people will see it and they'll go, oh, you know, what's that? And I say, well, And then I got to describe Mac Newton to people. And I said, well, he's Jack LaLanne and Tony Robbins and Deepak Chopra kind of rolled into one guy. And wow. Then people kind of have an idea of what, you know, because you really are. And I hope that you don't feel it lessens you with those comparisons.
I appreciate it. I'm flattered with the comparisons. I think the reason people get me is because I'm relentless whether they get me or not. I keep coming at the same thing the same way. And sometimes you would take a step back and see if someone approved of you, you know? And you really don't need that because you're an entity in yourself. I mean, your experience is such, you don't really need anyone's approval. And I think the world is ready for that. And that's what I'm saying to you here on the Power Hour, is that the world, you know, hey, ready or not, here he comes. I mean, that's, I mean, John Cannon is someone, I mean, I think I've got a pretty good judge of character. I've worked out with Robert Kiyosaki. You know, I gave you his book the very first time. He's been one of my clients. I've met and worked out with Donald Trump. I've met many giants in industry and music and business and sport and medicine and education, you name it. And so I think that my opinion in that is just a bit valid. And I think you've got a lot to offer there. So it's a matter of, as we get into the science of taking a quantum leap, and as we look at it very carefully with a positive mind, a mind unencumbered with fear, a mind that's ready to set real goals, not fake ones, and you say, all right, what am I ready to turn loose my relentlessness on? Then we'll see exactly what happens. Because, JC, when I was 50, you said, I'm getting ready to turn 50? Child, I got gym shoes that age. Are you serious?
I'm hip to that. I'm not in any way thinking, oh God, I'm old, it's over.
I hope not. Best days of my life in front of me.
But I am thinking this. I better be through messing around.
Yes. Yes, I agree with that.
To make a big mistake on a path right now, it's been 5 to 7 years figured out that it's not working.
It is time to get serious.
So that's why I need a quantum change.
Yes.
And that's why when you dropped out of the sky onto my head last week, I thought, wow, that's really good timing. That's exactly what I need right now. I need some Mac Dad in my life. And I'm grateful that this has happened, and I will, you know, come on this show whenever you want me to, and look forward to figuring out something that we can do together that suits us.
Okay, next week, what we're going to do is I am going to present the 8 steps. I'm going to dedicate that show to my man, JC. And it's really amazing that Stevie Wonder, we've had this one, "They Won't Go When I Go." That you're going to have to do it by, you're going to have to take a step on your own. It's a very, very deep song here. I love this song by Stevie Wonder.
No more lying friends.
So cool. Lying friends, wanting tragic ends.
They won't go when I go.
I'm going to have to believe in myself. Going to have to believe in myself. Like I always tell people, if you got 10 friends, you got 10 people and you want to tell them about your problems, 7 of them don't care and the other 3 are glad you have it. You got to go when it's time. And it's time for us to go. The building's on fire and we're running out. Zach, thanks for being the magic man over there. JC, this has been a memorable show, my friend. We will be building on top of it next week, and maybe in 2 weeks we can get you back, or 3 weeks. You check your schedule. We'll chat on the phone, talk on Facebook. For those of you who are my friends on Facebook, send me your emails in. For those of you who want to send me a comment, send it to 7SEVEN at MacNewton.com. Remember, we do this show every Thursday right here in downtown Phoenix, Arizona at 5 o'clock. It's called a Power Hour. Listen, I want you guys to remember, be good to yourselves. Save your best behavior for those you love, who rely on you and are close to you. Be true to yourselves, which means let your thoughts and your behaviors match. Let your words and your beliefs congruent. And thanks to JC, live with me here, the fabulous Natasha, fill the void in my life. Of course, to Bob Adlock, who's now the producer for The Sons, and Pat McMahon, who thought I could do some of this stuff on radio. I appreciate it. Jason, give my best to Grace, okay?
I will do that, Mac Dad, and we'll have a Mac Shake tomorrow morning and toast you.
And so if you want to make a, we got about 30 seconds for you to say something to all your, now your listeners around the world. You're on, baby.
All of you listeners, you have found a wonderful source of inspiration and truth. And hang on to it with both hands and tell a friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that. JC, we'll talk soon. All the best to you and the family. And peace. 3, 2, 1. The Mac Daddy is out.
In Harlem.